All right, we're 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, and you've got it on KHUM. We've got Jennifer here from the Sequoia Humane Society. Wolfstock coming up this weekend, Saturday to be specific.
Tomorrow.
I'm so excited,
I can hardly sit down.
It's a lot of fun. It takes over Halverson Park all day long, and of course, the Mutt Strut starts off the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, we kick off our day with the Mutt Strut. Registration starts at 10 a.m. The strut kicks off at 11. And what the Mutt Strut is it's a dog parade through Old Town. We'll walk from Halverson Park down to the F Street Boardwalk and then come on back.
That is right. And, of course, now this is the big fundraiser for the year for Sequoia Humane Society.
Yeah, yeah. And so all the funds raised tomorrow, will go to help the animals at the Sequoia Humane Society who are awaiting their forever homes.
That is right. So how does one get registered for the Mutt Strut?
Well, you can come on down tomorrow morning. Registration starts at 10 a.m., or if you're quick and can register online at wolfstock.org, you can do that until about 9 p.m. this evening.
Fantastic. And the cost for that is?
The Mutt Strut is $25 to participate. That's the minimum pledge. We've had people who are out there raising funds by themselves or with teams to help the animals at the Sequoia Humane Society. But it's $25 minimum pledge to participate, but that gets you a free ticket into Wolfstock.
That is right. Now, if you aren't participating in the Mutt Strut and you want to just get into Wolfstock, that's $15, correct?
That is. $15 at the gate, $12 for Sequoia Humane Society members. And if you go online and buy your ticket before the event today until 9 p.m., it's just the $12 rate. It's a discount.
So you get in at
the member rate.
Member price.
Yeah, that's for all two-leggeds, 13 years and over. All kids, Mutt Strutters, and dogs get into the event for free.
That's fantastic. And, you know, there are so many events that happen in Humboldt County, you know, that are not dog-friendly. This one is.
This is a day to come out and just celebrate your best furry friend.
There you go.
Yeah, it's such a feel-good day because everyone's out there with their dog. Everyone's well-behaved, sniffing butts, checking out the business, seeing what's going on.
It's the dogs, by the way. Just saying. So, as you say on your poster, this is the biggest dog festival in Humboldt County.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a lot of fun. And there's so much going on. There's music going on all day long. You've got Silver Hammer, Kindred Spirits, Rooster McClintock. But there's all kinds of dog games.
Yeah, so we've got dog games going on all day long. Back by popular demand, we have our weaning bobbing contest, weenie bobbing. Mm-hmm. We have for our water-loving animals, bobbing for bobbles. That's for the smaller dogs.
There you go.
New this year is the Pirate's Lagoon. It'll be a big splash. That's for the bigger water-loving dogs.
Okay.
And then we have our treasure quest, where dogs can go on leash or off leash on a treasure hunt.
Really?
Yeah.
And what kind of treasures?
Oh, little biscuits, little hot dogs. yummy stuffs.
Various different things there. Now, there's all kinds of stuff going on. There's a million different booths dealing with anything pet-related is there.
And we've actually opened it up to everyone. So yeah. There are pet-related vendors there. There are artists. We have an engraver coming in. It's a wide variety of local business folks in our vendor village.
Yes, indeed. Of course, there's wonderful food, not only for the four-leggeds, but for you as well.
Yeah, that's right. We have several food trucks coming on down.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be face painting for you or your kids.
That's right. So some other kid activities we have. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a petting zoo this year.
Wonderful.
And, of course, the face painting. And I don't know, maybe the dogs can get their face painted too. We'll see.
Now, this is one thing that's really a great idea if you've not done this is to get your pets microchipped. And you can do this at Wolfstock.
That's right. So we do offer our microchipping service. It's at a steal at $25.
It's a great price.
$25 to microchip your pet. And really, we call it the miracle chip because it's such a peace of mind.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because, anytime that... pets are brought in, if they get out and they are brought in, that's the first thing to do is check to see if there's a chip.
Yeah, and so any vet, any shelter is going to have that wand that will check to see if there's a chip there, and then they can route that animal back to their loving family, who I'm sure is worried sick.
Yes, indeed. Now, of course, there's going to be some other fundraising going on because they've got a silent auction going on there, and you got some raffles happening, right?
We do. Another thing that so much fun, and it's a fundraiser for the Sequoia Humane Society, is our dog contests. It's just $5 to enter for the contests. We have the best costume, best trick, dog owner look-alike, best tail wag, best kiss. The dog contests happen at 2 p.m., and they will be judged by our celebrity judges. We have Dave Silverbrand again this year. Mm-hmm. He's our animal ambassador.
Of course.
We have Rutabaga Queen, Taylor Lady Luck Depew.
Nice.
And then Mayor Frank Yeager.
All right.
Yeah, and that's happening at 2 p.m.
That is wonderful. Now, the thing like best kiss, is it, do these dogs kiss the owners or they kiss the judges?
They kiss the owners.
Ah, okay. I'm saying that'd be fun to be get smooched by pooches to judge that. Now, when our oldest boy, Alexander, who's now 21 living in New York, when he was younger, he would have clearly won this best kiss contest because he used to let our dog would smooch. He would open up his mouth, lick the inside of his mouth. Yeah, and Amy would be yelling, "Stop kissing the dog!"
Wow!
That was pretty intense.
Yeah,
huh?
we'll see what
happens.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're gonna beat that one, but anyway, lots of wonderful stuff. It goes on all day long. It goes from 10 until 5.
Yes.
So it's a big amount of activity, lots of music all day. You can stay for the whole thing, come for part of it, you know, whatever works for you.
Whatever works
floats
for
your
you.
Boat.
Yeah, because it's a doggone great day.
That is right. There's just plenty to do. And again, get in on the member price by buying your tickets online. I think people know how to do that now. I think people have figured out how to work that internet.
Yes, I hope so. But if they have questions, they can always call the shelter at 442-1782.
Fantastic. Well, Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Oh, Cliff, thank you.
It's always a really, really fun event. And Mutt Strut starts at 10, and of course, so does Wolfstock.
Yes.
All righty.